We were discussing Rishonim, assuming that Heir of Rashi came up with a hekish called Kaya Finan, the Suez and all of them. She asked, Came in Suya, Yisgaba, the Sushi Yisgash Ladadi, my Tayra, Shayim in Suya, my Chulut Mengesh, Sayim in Suya, Apisura, Gans of Joshua. Mitzuyas kol adam lechiluk b'neis and emes emin. Rishonim don't have this girsa, and they don't like the girsa. They learn more pashut. That what's the isur doing that teira? Well, actually, they're not very similar. They're very Mishal Mem Zer Kaladim. Not the Zushan Mem Mikaladim. Two of the Rav just adds it by itself. So, what's the Pshat? The Shayim explain. Now, I think I might have said it wrong yesterday. That's why I'm going back. Balkh Bush of Drajba, that's in the Kotik Hedar and Bam. Yitzhak Man Munush, Yud Mem Kaladim, the Sid Menu. So what does he mean, Kach Yesh Ba Yesh Ba'in? The Chvasa, Ba'isr, was any Vud Men Mekal Adam, that even though it is Yesh, L'chiyada, in Hash L'yada, V'l'yayish L'av Yesh. So the question is, does he mean that the Ba'avud Men Kaladim is talking Yish, and that's the Hefter, that's the Yisrael Hefter, that it's Yish? If that's what he means, so then, I asked the Kasha. But the Raj before is the one that said that it's the Xeris HaKasuf. Chman Afkirei. Stav the Hefter Gomuz of the Raj and Chmal Fon Beis. I feel him around the Bachareim. I feel him in Feresh Lemis Yayish. So Rajba says, it's not al tish. So what's Rajba here saying? That the head is gebayt on yish? Now, the truth of the matter is, we could give tzachaneitza even if that's what the Rajah would mean. Because there's another Rajah, there's a third Rajba, and the Chaz Dalid, but the Ratman, the Gemara says, third Gemara about Zut Shoyam, Maslam and Arim and Adarim and Anomer, and Zut Shoyam. So it says, Chomak Sharam, Tzuim Sham, and Rel Shloif, Nesha Bayam, and Ziyayish and Mehem. That's where the Gemara says, "Lahed you of Neishah Ba'am is Neishah Mehen." And the Rajma says the discussion of Rishayim, is that going into the Shiyam? Or is that just going on in Rav Mitzuyim Shah? Because Chayy Zut the Shiyam doesn't need Yish. V'loin si Aishu Nam Yechman Afkarei. Mars and Fush Yechman Afkarei. Chval from the Beis. Elma is going to another one, other case, as some say. Dr. Raj Bene, lean there, they ain't sorry. The time and I'm Dr. Rahman, I'm sure the Bible is going to have a man like him. If he's a man of a Kaladam. So, Betsam, he's a Tesh, which is the first time he's will buy him, but it's not a hair, it's a male calling under the Shian. If they not be shy, Ikra de Milsa. So, the Raj was saying that even though the Raj beholds that it's a Zeres HaKasav, it's a Rahman Afkarei, but still, about it, he's said of the heter is because of Yish. Since for sure there's going to be, that's why the Torah is matter. That's why the Torah is matter. So it's not a stira to say that Rechman Afkarein still talk about Yiddish. Because Batsam, at least in the Sharish Advarim, the reason why the Torah is matter is because of Yiddish. That's what I was thinking to answer Arya's question. However, La'achar Iyun, in the Rajma and also in the Ramban, I think it's wrong pshat. I think what the Rajma is saying is, the Rajma says that this Yish, Akar Chagesh Ba Yish Bailim, Udichvas Asak Shani with Mekalada. So I think what he means is that there will be Yish Bailim. Doesn't necessarily mean there is Yish Bailim, there is Yish Bailim. It means there will be Yish Bailim. And not that that's the Heter necessarily. We're not discussing what the Yisrael Heter is. Matthias, the case of Vud Medical Adam is a case. It's a Vud Medical Adam. So obviously, he will be Miyayish. That's all. He will be, for sure, will be Miyayish. And Mamela, the Chvasei, and the Torah is Matthew, is Vud Medical Adam. The Chvasei, where it's not a Vud Medical Adam, that's Aser. Everything stays the same except the Budman Kaladam. It's not Budman Kaladam. But the situation is even the case when he will be Miyayish, that remains the same. That's not the difference. The difference is whether it's Budman Kaladam or not, not whether there will be Yish. And therefore we say, if it's not a Budman Kaladam, even though there will be Yish, the Hainu, Tavshim Basimid, Yishal Magas, we say it's not a Yish. The crowds of the Ramban, the crocodile, the Amr Shaveda, Shavu the Menum Kolodom, Uteres, and the Ximi Menu. While Karchach, Haveda, Shavu the Menum Kolodom, Yesh by Yish Bailam. We cross us, Mishu the Menum, and says Kolodom, Bamaya, if you Yish. That's my name, you shall ask my Yish. Because in Ramban, you see this more clear. Because in Ramban, so in Ramban, he says that by Vud Medical Adam there's Yish, and here it must be that even anywhere there's also Yish, but still it's Aser. But how do I know that he means that by Vud Medical Adam there will be Yish, not that there is Yish? Because the next paragraph, the Ramban says, Vikasha. So in fact, Ramban himself, what's the Gemara's and Chacha? The Yish, let me ask, we have a Yish. Because we're assuming that Vud Medical Adam, there's Yish. And if it's any Vud Medical Adam, there's also Yish. And still you can't be kind of Yish, let me ask, we have a Yish. Maybe that's not what's going on. Maybe that's not the chiluk. Maybe the chiluk in the Vud Medical Adam is, and any Vud Medical Adam is, if Vud Medical Adam, there's actually Yish. When it's not a Vud Medical Adam, pshat is that there is no Yish. Maybe not even potential Yish. Because maybe that Vud Medical Adam, says Ramban, is because there's actual Yish. And Kamash Malon the Yish Kani. Maybe good for the pasuk is telling me Yish is Kanya. So Mela, the chiluk is that here is Yish and here is no Yish. Maybe that's the difference. That's the whole difference. Because Vud Medical Adam is the reason why there's Yish. And it's not Vud Medical Adam, there's no Yish. Zok Ramban, like Kasha. How do I know it's not true? The Yish is similar in Afkalon, this is not in Perkin. We learn that Yish somewhere else. And that's talking about Malish Tosach of Zion and Aleph. Where he brings down from Rashi, which we don't have the Rashi, that like Tosis that the Mok of Yish is similar. And Ban says, but this the Rashi Baba Kama says that the Mok of Yish is from Zut Shiyam, that's not true. He's wrong. Then he comes to Yishalmi. He says it's wrong. Yish coming in the Sanya Pirkei Mount Eish of Tanor. Zayin Nachan, the Yish Lemidasu. Well, you have a Yish. Every Zut Shiyam is Yish Lemidas. not Yiddish. The Ebbis of the Shanam is Yiddish Lemidas. El Hasim Rahman Asharye. V'hava Hefker. Right? So, the Ramban is very clear, that by the head of Zut Hashiyam and Matthias Zut Hashiyam is not that there's Yiddish. It's not that there is Yiddish and that's the Heter. The Heter is Mona Sharye. Who's not called them? No Heter. So therefore, that's what Ramban said. You can't say the Chilu between Avud Menachal Adam and not Avud Menachal Adam is whether or not this Yish, that's the Chilek. So maybe you don't have a Raya, the Yish, let me not have a Yish. Because the reason why, when it's not Avud Menachal Adam, that it's Aser is not because it's Yish, let me not. It's because there's no Yish, period. So there, you can't say that. Because Yish is not learned out of Avud Menachal Adam. So El Maya Karchach, there is no Yish. And still it's Mutter. El Maya Tzayas HaKasav. To Rahman Afkarei. So when Rabban before said, when he explained the Gemara, that here, by Buddha Menem Kaladam is Yish, and the reason why he can't keep it is because of the Menkaladam. But it's not with Menkaladam, even though it's Yish, Shlemidas, you're not Kaina. So the Chayri just meant, it's clear, not to Chayri. It's clear that Rabban meant that when he said that over there is Yiddish, and over here is also Yiddish, he meant a potential Yiddish, Yiddish Lamedas. The Ramban said that by Zut Hashiyam there's Yiddish. And Mel Huadin over here, you know, is Yiddish, Yilana can't take it. He meant this Yiddish, meaning there will be Yiddish. You know, he said this Yiddish, he didn't mean it's Lavdavka. He didn't mean that there is Yiddish, he meant there will be Yiddish. Because the whole Hemshech of the Ramban is very clear like that. The Ramban holds that by Zut Hashiyam there is no Yiddish. That's all Ramban Chab Zayin. So Meila, he just says that if it's a Avud Menachal Adam, obviously there will be Yish. And yet, the only reason why Torah is matter it is because it's Zut Hashiyam. But when it's not Zut Hashiyam, even though we're going to keep the will be Yish part of it, still, the din will be, you can't take it. So we see Yish, that's why I'm Yish. So Meila, that's what Rajba means as well. Well, Kapan Rajba could mean that as well, because it's, he's saying come out the same thing as Ramban, even though he himself disagrees with the side of the Ramban, that Zut Hashiyam, the head of Zut Hashiyam, has nothing to do with the Yish, the Ramban, the Fidei Rashba, the head of Zut Hashiyam does have to do with the Yish, it's because of the Yish Taka, but still the Rashba says over here, that Zut Hashiyam, meaning there will be Yish, and still Torah is matter it. And the Torah is matter it. The Torah is matter it. And the situation is there will be Yish. This, but where it's not Zut Hashiyam, Torah does not matter it, even if there will be Yish. That's the dig. That's Gemara's Raya against Rabbah. But even the Rajva, he doesn't mean to say that there is Yish. He means to say that there will be Yish. And when it's not Zut Hashiyam, even though there will be Yish, you can't keep it because Yish will not have Yish. That's the Chayr of Pshat. So maybe it's B'chal not Shver. I, the Rajb, is the one that says that you don't need Yish. It has to be true what I said, that Rajba, the Rajb, there is an element of Yish over here, but that maybe the Heter is based on that, but it seems there is no Yish, and turns out to me. Okay.
There's just a slide saying over there. Zagmar Vaita. Vils was the Baya Yalka Gam. Rashi, Simon Elochas, and here's from the Das, Doche, Gemma Freya, and Ipsom, Sanhedrin, Lechem, and Hale, and Erebin, Gujulim, Servia, Gushim, Gildas, and Gitten, Mere Shlia, Chanizur, Megal Das. No, I'm sorry, Megal Das. Mumrech Nebez Nachis, Postling 8, it's fine. Look, number 8. Kimacha Taisiv Rava. Kimacha Taisiv Rava. Hane Tam Dizek, Echa Chlina Mu. Krashi Hane Tam Dizek, Shiruch Meshir, Echa Chlina Mu. Hello, Mi Ayish. Hello, Mi Ayish. Rodanok, boy, boy, Machish Taisiv Rava. Kasha Li, the boy tells the Rav in the Iklum Bai. You want that? You can ask the Kasha Bai also. The boy the Rav, the Choldav is Shechazus and Mechir Cholav. Even if Rav wasn't shlugged up, you have the Kasha. You have a Kasha Rav also. The boy the Rav, the Choldav is Shechazus and Mechir Cholav, Chutz Min HaTayin, the Nation of Messi, it's Mechir Cholav. It's the Meila, the Bezeis of Kitchis, the Bezeis of Cheruvim, Rav is Maida, there's no Yish, not Yish Lamidas. Because even if you know that fell down, you will be Miyayish. So it's Mechir Cholav. So McCain, by Tamri, why don't we say the same thing? By Tain, the Gemara is Tain, and if it falls in the Messes, you don't find that by tomorrow. The Nirbeinai, by Nakallah, El Harbis, Bechayim, Risa, Kleima, Mach and Taisa, Phil Bedav, Shem Basimim, Polishkin, Shem, Elo, Sun, Shem, Basim. And Chanami, that's the Gemara, Kash could really go for both. Taz disagrees. Taz is Bishlam the Rav. I forgot the Oisam Shetachas Seilon. Like B'Sam Machlilin Asu V'Chuzus Chichalav. Abu Tami Sheruach Melichem Berachay. That's what we're talking about. Tami Dezeka. That's what Tami Dinafali. Talking about Tami Dezeka. The wind blew them. B'Shai Chuzus Mechichalav. They blew it far away. B'Avka Shebayim Sfur Meshiv Shetachas Seilon. Chamok Them Ayu Yedim Sheruach Melichem Berachay. But the Bible doesn't know necessarily that it's going to flying away far away. He thinks it's falling right next to the tree. Therefore, it was never Miyayish. But if they would know that Taka fell far away, he wouldn't be Miyayish. That's classic, Yish Lamedas. El Abaya, Hav Yish Lamedas, Shabayim Asfum Mashiach Utach Zabayim Lehikum, Rebbe Drachim Shin Chuzim Mechir Cholav. Mashan, if you... So he's learned that, no, Taka only Shver Lefi, Lefi Abaya, not Lefi Rav. Hem de Gemara, There's not a Tashema. Tashema is from a Braise from Mishnah. There's no Shalacha. Just
stop asking.
We're asking from Metzias Achayim. No. So, you know, you can't ask Rav Akash on that. So who says what? You can't ask that in the. What I'm saying now, Lalacha. What do we do? You know, it's not the Kasha. It's not a Raya. What do we do? Well, what's the chat? The Gemara, yes, it's Rashi learns, Shkotzer and Masrin, that they can eat it, therefore it's Miyash. The Gemara, yes, Midlab B'nei Mechila Ninu, Mai, Amalei, Baga Ba'ara, yes, Bahar Yas from Lemachaskina. Rashi. Yasmi Gitanin, Shaina Fair and Hefka. This is a very important Rashi. When discussing Shitas Rashi in the whole Sugi Yish Lamidas, the Rashi in the beginning, we have Hefka, the Rashi, the Izmafka. Before he also Rashi says, Shaina Fair and Hefka. Even though chain of care in Hefker. Here we're not talking about a result of Hefker. Here ahead, you're talking about Hefker and Hefker. Unless we say, like we said then, with the Chemesh Leima, the Meir's Nafkamina, that whether or not it's Bershus Seina, or it's this, that, and we had the Rashi in the bottom, the Rashi said, Nekar Miayish, the Heth Umafkila, since it's Bershus Seina, Yish doesn't help, you need Hefker Mamish. Here, the Rashi here again, Shein Hefker and Hefker, again, it's an example when it's Rim, it's Meikar, Rashi says. Right? Meikar, Mekayin, Filosai.
He's Mafgrit. So then, he talking need Hefker. So again, we can't necessarily prove from here that Rashi is, the Yish is not just, and not that Yish is not merely that the result of Yish is Hefker, but that the Yish itself is a Mice Hefker, because here we're talking about Meikara. Zakta Gemara. Without that chiluk, then you know this pasha pshat. The Gemara talks by yish, right? Mekarim yush miayish, and then Rashi says it's hefker, and if karen hefker, right? So then pasha pshat, it does seem to me that yish is hefker mamish. But we could dry out. Ba'al Gemara the Yasim lem chaskinon, ain't alein lahachz they call it bika becheskas the karkish of Yisrael, unless it's called tamarim shem saf the karkish of Yisrael. Melochan achar right. Well, if you hold it, if you shmul it, main hoch mum nach haroiv, so that is a problem. Right, Gemar muzik vayim mid mai, karkas in mai, mlei asir. Muzik vayim mid mai, karkas hatsur sem in mai, let's take it back and know this field bongs he said, what's it then? Karkas in mai, the kol makruchim mukafim begedde shalavon himself, shenish kasim mazim nachasim mishan, so you don't have that svara. My, I'm not saying I'm not saying the taisis. Mishan, if it was a shach zil and shari lo fila bayev, ba'as and shchich ishkotz and mosin and yayish, and so if I am a David the natri kumay tehen, the lukhen, I assume him a bayev, the abay yishom edaz. It's not of it to fall down, and he doesn't think it's going to fall down. And it's of shiflu, even though if you know if it would fall down in reality, because you show me that. You know, you did not, you know, you did not, you know, you did not. Gemara says, Lab ne mechila ninu. Rashi said, Hefker. Taisa said, Bishlom Rava, kim lechi gadli miayishi, hashtana mi mikri yish. Now this is a very, very important point. I think we once touched upon it, Mamash Adrab. And it's a really difficult point. We're talking about the Yish Lemedaz of Yisayin. Right? Yish Lemedaz of Yisayin. So why if you hold Yish Lemedaz, have a Yish, is not a Kasha? Because persons then, right, Gemara says, what do you do about Yisayin? Persons then, Gemara's whole problem is, right, this Kasha is also only, this Kasha of Yasmid, Labi Mechil, is also only a problem Yish Lemedaz. I mean, theoretically, you could have said the kasha of Yisayim is a kasha even if you hold Yishlam, that's not a Yish. But Taisa learns that the whole Gemara is going, only Gemara's kasha, all the whole Gemara, the whole Sugya is only Yachid Taisa Rava, and therefore it's only kasha and Abaya. I mean, Lafi Rava Yishlam, that's not a Yish, and the whole Sugya is not, all the questions are not Shver, even the question of the Yisayim. That's the whole flow of the Gemara. So therefore Taisa says, it must be that if you hold Yishlam as Havi Yish, and Yisayim is also Yishlam Adas and Havi Yish. So why is Yishlam Adas? The Taisa is, Kim Lechi Gad Lemi Yayishi, Hashtanami Mikri Yish. Right? 10 years from now, 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, they'll be Miayish. Right? They would be Miayish. Hashtanami Mikri Yish. Now, first of all, v'chayra, stam, metzias, v'albatish, then when Yisayimim become 13, so then they like sit there and the miayish and all the tamid zeka that fell for the last 5 years, stam or not, right?
They're miayish Ashford.
Some are not.
The Rabbi Ashford is only
Chal
now.
The years before was nothing. I don't even mean it's only Chal.
Okay, no. Years before was not a year. I don't even mean it's not. Why is it a year? The years before was nothing. They're time. I don't even mean it.
A cotton can't make a choice to be Chal Achaz by Mitzvah either. Can a cotton sell you something now? Then 5 years from now, when it becomes a mitzvah, it's going to be yours. Of course not. So well, why should that make a difference? Elamai, what he's saying, that since they would be Miyayish, so therefore it's enough for now. In fact, they would be Miyayish, like the Nuskhu we said the whole time in the beginning of the Sugya. The fact that they would be Miyayish, like the Taisha said, okay, Taisha said half of it on the Chavalvan day, is that it's Aymeli Yish. The fact that it's Aymeli Yish is enough. But the only the Yish propel at the end to Matri El Mafreya, the fact that it's Aymeli Yish is enough. Being Aymeli Yish, that's enough. So you know the Yish, the way we talked, the Nusach, all in the beginning of the Sugya, and even if there would never end up being Miyayish, in fact it's Ayim Liyish, that's enough. So here also maybe. But, so first, so 2 points. First of all, then it's just a shred where we want the same place, and I'm an Aleph in the bottom, that the Mechlegis was whether we say, Hashem nichle mekar is nichle not. I tell you, mashma. So if your bay is a problem, after Hashem nichle mekar lev nichle. That's you say the bay. You don't say. Bay says you don't say mekar nichle. And Rabbi says, you do say mekar nichle, which sounds like batsem. It's the years later, which is being megal das that it was the years before. Right? Then batsem, you do need the years later. Years later, the machlekes is whether we say mekar nichle or not. Do we say that what happens later is megal das on what happened before? That's machlekes by Rava. That's the machlekes. So if he's a chayru, you should need the yish at the end. Chayru by tamim, do you have the yish at the end? Maybe you do. I don't know. It's just a little funny to say. To me, it seems a little funny. It's not mitzvah. It's balbatish. Posh balbatish to say that the guy even thinks about it. You know. That's one point that's bothering me in this thesis. The second point that's bothering me in this thesis is that if we say that tan malabna yish ninu, right? So then the fact that kishyigdalu they would be miyayish, how does it help you now? How does that help you now? Time labna yish minum. I mean, their yish is nothing, right? Their yish is nothing. Elmai, because they would be miyayish then, so that's going to be a yish now. So I could hear that something that's aymed liyish, yeah. Something that's aymed liyish. Okay, so it's a matziv that the chiddush of Rav is. So it's aymed liyish. It's already kilos a matzav of yish. But if the person b'asher u'sham is not shaykh to yish, so the fact that eventually he will grow up, some people do, that then there will be yish. That's going to help you. That's going to help you now. Where's the yish now? We're talking about something that's mufka from yish. So, if anything, then in this place is mashma that it's the yish later, which is working for now. Because the only way this makes sense that by cutting should be said yish lamidas. Again, it's not even furish in the Gemara, right? That cutting is considered yish lamidas. It's taisus. I think it's taisus. Not chiddush. Not like first of all, Fibrashi b'chal. And you don't see it. And if Ian Mitaisis wasn't Much, the second Kasha was, okay, say it, Taisis learns that way. But Kwame Taisis doesn't learn that way. I'm saying it's not necessarily the Gemara,
That's Muchadis Yisrael. It's Chiddush of Taisvis. But we have to understand it.
But how's that working? The only way the Chayit to understand it is Fakaris, to say that the Yiddish later is going to work on Afreya.
Which is
that's like the wildest thing to say in Yiddish Lamedas. Right?
Not just that like even when we're saying in Amanal that Megal Das Mafreya that there was a Yiddish there, right?
Right?
It's saying that no, because that doesn't help me. Fine, we know there was Yiddish there. So what? And the guy's screaming Vayelech Chasar and Kiddus. It's a health garnished. Because he's got. The Almighty, the Yiddish later is going to help my friend. Whoa.
And that, you know, then the first question is even stronger. Like, my taste of the is actually my Yiddish later. So this little taste over here is very, very problematic. What exactly is this getter, taste of Mechadish, that is the Yiddish Lamedas works by a cup? Now, when the Gemara says Mechila, so Pasha you learn, Rash talks about Hefker, right? Ain't Hefker and Hefker. Rash is Mechila, Rash is Hefker. Because Pasha is Mechila, why is Rash is Mechila, why is Rash say Hefker? Teretz says, why is Rash allowed to ask in the Gemara? Teretz says, because the Chayra, it's not Shaykh Hefker. It's not Shaykh Mechila. Mechila is not a Chayv. Pashtus is not Shaykh Mechila on a ban. He is a Shalom Echorin about it. I think I should cut the track it down. I think it's a Seva somehow. That is not Shaykh Hefker, Mechila on a ban. Mechila is Shaykh on a Chay, not on a ban. So therefore, Rashi doesn't, you can't be Meichel, something that belongs to me. It's not Shaykh Mechila. Mechila is. You owe me something, I can meichel the chayv. I can meichel a shibud. Yeah? To have a shibud on something, I can meichel a shibud. But you can't be meichel then. What am I being meichel? I'm being meichel a chayv. Not being meichel, it's mine. What am I being meichel? Who am I being meichel to? So the concept of mechila, pasha doesn't apply by a ben. Therefore, Rashi says it's after. Problem is the Rambam. The Rambam quotes the Gemara Kipshutai. Ram Perik Tezvav, Lachat HaZayin. Tamarim Shmei Shalaisim Meruach Mutarei, Shabbai Lamach Loaisan B'chol Adam, Mezui Cheskasan. M'hoyu Shalaisayim Yim She'ainim B'nei Mechila, Asur. Rambam's Mechila. The Peshutta, it sounds like the Rambam. That Mechila, Shaykh Mechila in a bed? What's in the Rambam? So I don't know. It's not Hefker, right? Mechila's not Hefker. What's Mechila? He's just letting him be kind of. Yeah, and that's in Gemara. The other Rishonim are also bothered by the Rashi's problem. Why you're only asking on Abaya, not on Rava? Shrimp don't like Rashi's Teretz. If Tavid did not pay, then there's Yish Midas, Bein Levi, Bein Rava, there's no difference. And if this is from Achuz Mechiach Allah, there's no Yish, so Bein Rava, Bein Levi, there's no Chumra, Abaya more than Rava. And this they're the same. יש לפער, תם את זה גדו קלימה, שרוח מנקייס, אמרו מה שלאיס למרחוק, ואין לו זה מכיר חלם, הנה בחור הוא תקמה בי, קלימה, מהן זה רוח משליך למוק מרחוק, זה עושה, נה נטרי, נה נזקי, זה מנת בולינג את, So now, oh, so what's going on? Keep a dick of Shkotz and Moss and the Achlin Lume Kar Yushmi Ayish. So here, they say a little different. Claim is a Shkotz and Oilin Mumakim, a Shoshi at Tamarim, and they miss the option, they have Kalim from their Ruach, a Ruach Mephazer and Lumerachuk. I'll go on to Shukot Tair over here. In other words, this step of Chal, that the wind is able to blow it far away, even though the Kar they're heavy, the wind blows, knocks it off the tree, it's going to fall right down. How's the wind get to blow it right away? There it is. Because the Shkotzer and Mosim, Achlulu Meikar, not that they're going to eat it afterwards, and that's why the guy's Miyayish. That's why the Yayish Meikar, because he knows the Shkotzer are going to eat it. Okay, they eat it Meikar. Achlulu Meikar. Meaning, because they go on, they eat it on the tree. The Hem is the option. They dry him out, and therefore they're lighter. And that's why the wind can be able to blow them away. Yeah. Look more weiter. Oh, so what's this carcass? So Rashi says it means the kol makruchim kofim together shalavanim change kotz mosim nechasim sham. So meila. You don't have the reason for it. Taisa says, "In Yesh Gadol Yilam Mishar Oisam Sharuach Ma'ul Chayisam Chutz LeGeder." There Cholav Alei Bayim Misurim Shukul Anif Takazilan. Taisa learns the case like Rashi that he built a wall, but different svar. Rashi says because you're not going to eat it, Me'ez Nam Yaish. Taisa says you're not going to, since there's a wall there, the wall is going to stop them. It's not going to go over the wall. Well, that's as far as why the Baalim will think that it will fall under the tree. And Mela, it will be protected. So the function of the wall is to that the Baalim won't think that it will go far. Rambam has a third shot. Rambam says, V'cheinim hikpid ba'asada v'hikif mokam ilonais. I tikkun a makam sheyiflu by a noivlois ad sheyilkadai sam harei lasuris. But the Rambam sheri gilu daito shloi machal. Right? Rambam is a third pshat. Rambam says, because the whole heter is because it's miayish meikara. Here is a gilu das that is not miayish. Not that the facts are as such that there isn't makam for yish in the Rambam. Like Rashi tells each in his own way, right? If he Rashi said they're not going to end up beating it, if he tells us it's not going to blow away, so that's the reasons why the guy would not be miayish meikara. The Rambam says no, it's a gilui das. The fact that he built the fence is a gilui das. Is a gilui das that he's not miayish. Not so much a question of metzias, just that it's a gilui das. Oh, so what would you say, Rabbi Yisai? What happens if the guy dies and the Yerushim take over? So what's it then? The guy built the fence, and then he dies. What would you say the loch is? Are you allowed to keep it in now? Not fine. No? What?
Right.
Oh. The Rambam, the only reason is Zucker McFager over here, that will be not Gemina. They can learn that the wall creates Metzias. That male is which doesn't allow for Yish, or doesn't lend itself to the Yish. So then you don't have to build it yourself. Point is Metzias. Bottom line is a wall here, so the guy thinks that they're not going to get to it. Bottom line is a wall here. He thinks that they're not gonna, the fruits are not gonna go far, right? So therefore, who cares? Bottom line, the wall's still there. Because the guy died, the wall's still there. But if the Rambam, that is a svar of Gilei Das. Svar of Gilei Das, it is not sure the Metzias for sure it's gonna solve the problem, but there's no reason to be Miyayish. Just he's Megal Das, he feels that it's gonna help him. So it's just a Gilui Das. Just a Gilui Das, for him it's Gilui Das. Gilui Das doesn't carry over to Nisan. Doesn't make a difference because he was Megal Das, he wasn't Miyayish.
So then, right, even if Miyayish
is beyond
the fence,
then you still can't keep it? Right. He was Megal Das. Even if Hirashi also, if it's beyond the fence, you can't keep it. Because Vaita, the guy doesn't, the guy thinks it's going to fall on the fence. Well, if Hirashi also, the guy's thinking it's going to fall on the fence. Otherwise, right? He's not Miyaj. He doesn't think it's going to happen. So, both of Hirashi has that reason. If Hirashi is not.
According to Tosus, he put a fence up and it still took him, it was more